Latino communities across the United States are seeing an explosion in youth mariachi groups. These are young Mexican-Americans who are learning that traditional music can bridge generations. KQED's Sasha Coca caught up with one musical family in the central California town of Delano.
At a crowded Mexican restaurant on Delano's main street, tacos are a dollar. But farm workers and families coming from Mass might fork over $50 or $100 for a round of songs. The steady backbeat to the music comes from 65-year-old Adán Arroyo strumming a hefty stringed instrument known as a guitarrón. Dressed in a starched white shirt and a cowboy hat, Arroyo and his band croon to a group of farm workers eager for the sounds of home. Arroyo is far away from his native Michoacán and from the life he once led in a family of professional mariachis. He first came to the U.S. on a musical tour nearly 20 years ago and decided to stay. He found work in the fields, as did his children, who never learned to play music. He worried that his family's musical tradition would die. That is, until his grandchildren began studying mariachi.
Es muy bonito porque...
It's very beautiful. Because of my own kids, none of them wanted to learn. It's good that they carry on the customs of their parents, of their grandparents.
This is Gemma, Arroyo's 12-year-old granddaughter. She and her 13-year-old brother, Adán Jr., are part of Mariachi Mestizo. It's a local youth group that's toured California. At today's practice, Gemma concentrates hard, staring straight at her grandpa sitting in the back of the community center. He's beaming and mouthing the words.
I like seeing my grandkids play because they are reading the music. I just know the music from the lyrics, from pure memory.
When we go to practices, he'll go with us, and you could just see him all happy, and he's all smiling, and sometimes he cries, because he's happy to see us getting better and better.
Sometimes the teacher asks their grandpa to come up and sing with the kids. He takes a big breath and proudly puffs his chest out, showing them how to sing with feeling. Adán Jr. looks like a kid who could be listening to hip-hop and playing video games, but he's found some kind of connection with this music.
This is like my favorite music. It's like, it's not old. It's like just from old generations that come, they pass it down. I just want to keep the Mexican part of me playing music.
Adán and Gemma's group will play at this weekend's Viva el Mariachi Festival in Fresno, California. For NPR News, I'm Sasha Coca.